Hey everybody, it's your LV Poker Coach, and I'm back. Took a little bit of a break. It's been a while since you heard from me. But there's been quite a few life changes that I want to share with you that are generally, you know, exciting. It's all a net positive because it will have me playing more poker. And more importantly, it has me going back to playing professionally again in the same way that I did it before. So, been some tough changes, but ultimately I think it's going to be a good thing. So before I go any further, please do me a favor and click like and subscribe and whatever player you're listening to. It really helps the channel grow. Thank you for that. So yeah, I'm at a pretty exciting point in life right now because I get to play poker professionally again. My time in New York has come to an end. I am back in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, that was started by a job change. As many of you know, it can be a little bit of a tough market for some professions right now. So I was laid off. And I could have stayed in New York. But I looked at it as an opportunity to move back to Las Vegas and do a little bit more of what I love. Maybe take a little bit of break from the corporate world. And I'm really not sure that New York was for me anyways. It's a different culture, different pace of life, different expenses for sure, different taxes for sure. So I'm going to view this as a net positive to say, hey, you know what? I tried New York. I had really good memories there, worked with some really good people. But I like Vegas. You know, I grew up on the West Coast. I'm a West Coast guy. So, you know, let's take this as an opportunity to move back here and explore being self-employed again. You know, that's something that I have done in the past, so that doesn't make me scared. Obviously, it's a little bit of uncertainty, but, you know, it's not something that I would shy away from, per se. And quite frankly, I have some ideas that I want to explore, both within poker and outside of poker, you know, all of those self-employed. So yeah, we'll see where things end up, but I'm basically back to playing professionally again. So obviously this is a big move in life and I want to be smart about it. And the way I think about it, again, you know, thinking about poker in a professional mindset, is I think about it in terms of goals and I think about it in terms of structure. So goals and structure are two things that I want to kind of build in my mind before, you know, really diving deep into this. So as far as goals, I don't like making money goals because that shouldn't really be one of your things in poker. Your goal in poker should be to make good decisions. That should be your purpose every day, every session, every hand. Because if you make good decisions, you will everything else will come, right? The money will come, the results will come, everything will take care of itself as long as you make good decisions. But obviously I do want to play at a positive win rate from a dollar perspective. So generally speaking, I want to make good decisions, but I also do have a general goal of $2,000 a month as a win rate, and this is me playing 1-2 and 1-3. That win rate covers my basic expenses in Las Vegas, and I will have other sources of income to help me fill in the rest. Now, to be clear here, you know, I'm not saying that you should move here and live on $2,000 a month or whatnot. You know, $2,000 is kind of a funny value because some people would tell you that's more than enough to live in Las Vegas. And other people would tell you that it's not enough. So for me, $2,000 a month basically keeps me housed. It keeps me off. It keeps me from being homeless, basically. I live in a very nice community. I live in a very nice part of Las Vegas. I could certainly live for cheaper. But, you know, as far as my lifestyle and what I like and what gives me peace of mind, $2,000 a month is what it takes to cover my basic expenses in Las Vegas. Not every expense, mind you, okay? That's not every expense, but my basic expenses. And like I said, I have other sources of income. They're going to help me with the rest. And if you want more on this, by the way, you can check out my previous podcast on being a 1-2 professional in Las Vegas. Because, you know, as I said in that podcast, you can do it. It's just life won't be very fun. You won't have a lot of extra money, but it can be done. So that's my first goal. The second goal is I want to go ahead and make bigger use of this podcast. And I want to be able to provide more consistent updates on how each of my week's play has gone. So hopefully that'll help me. Those two goals will help me keep me accountable to more poker play. Okay, so let's talk about the next portion. The next portion is structure. And I take a lot of pride in this one because that was really one of my strengths as a professional, that I was able to think about this as a job and to take it seriously. I'm not in Las Vegas to be a tourist. I'm not in Las Vegas to go to the shows or go to dinner. I'm here to play poker, and I'm here to play poker at a professional high level. So I was pretty good at setting and keeping my schedule. For me, when I go play poker, that's my work shift. I have work shifts on my decided days, and I stick to the schedule. I go in and I put my hours and I come back home. So my structure, I'm going to be using the same structure as before. I'm going to be playing 4 days a week, targeting 5-hour sessions. That can be variable, whether if I'm not feeling so well, I might cut a session short, or if I'm feeling good, I might go a little longer in a session. But that's my goal. 4 days a week, 5-hour sessions. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. is my sweet spot. You know, that to me, my mind is still alert. There's still good games. You know, it's not too much traffic on the way there. Sometimes there's traffic on the way back. But really, that's what I do. I do it Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I may change the times that I play on the weekends due to sports schedules. Like, I like to play during sporting events because it gets a lot of distracted players, and usually it fills up the poker room. So if it's like a Super Bowl weekend, or, you know, there's a particularly good game on, you know, on a Sunday, you know, maybe I'll go earlier or whatever the case may be. But really, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 4 days a week, 5-hour sessions is what fits me and what I know that I can be disciplined and stick to. Now, if that doesn't sound like a lot of hours, it's not. It's not a lot of hours at all. But again, we're playing at a professional level here. We're not out with our buddies for the night. We're playing at a serious level. So you should always try to bring your A game whenever you play poker. And for me, I know that I can play my A game for about 20 hours a week. And, you know, I talked about in other podcasts before about how that's one of the questions I ask professionals. Somebody tells me they play professionally, you know, what is reciprocation? And if they can give me an answer to that, that means they're probably a pretty serious player. The second question I also ask people to kind of gauge how serious they are, if they are a professional, is how many hours do you play a week? And if they tell me anything more than like 30 hours a week, I start to get suspicious. Because you can play 40 plus hours a week. But are you playing your best? Are you playing your A game? Are you playing at a professional level? Probably not. So, you know, that's something where I think that if you are thinking of playing professionally or whatnot, don't think that you're going to be playing for 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week. That's a mistake. It's nearly impossible for anyone to focus for that long, you know, and again, still be playing the top game. So that's something where, you know, I think about how just how I play best, how I play my top game, and that's 20 hours a week. So from my previous experience, poker at 1-2-1-3 is worth about $30 an hour to me. Maybe a little slightly more than that, but that's what poker is worth to me. It's a $30 an hour job, and I have that over hundreds and hundreds of hours. And the shifts I have laid out have me playing at about 80 hours a month, and it puts me in the range of about the $2,000 that I'm after. And I like to think of it also in those terms, because you can't get caught up in the day-to-day results. You'll drive yourself crazy doing that. So I'm thinking about it in the sense of, as long as I keep on putting in the hours, just keep working, keep grinding away, the long term is going to take care of me. I may have a losing day or even a losing week, but if I can put in enough hours of my A game, certainly over the month, I should be making more than enough to cover my expenses or to meet my goals. And finally, in terms of structure, I do enjoy the MGM properties in Las Vegas. I think they have some of the nicer rooms and nicer games. So I will be mostly playing there. I'll also be collecting my $2 an hourly comp. I think it's a pretty generous comp, probably equal to, you know, the top comp offers on the strip. So I'll be doing that, but I will not be counting that towards the winnings. I usually use my comp slips I tend to save my comps, and then I'll, you know, use it to go to the steakhouse or, you know, get myself like a good meal, you know? So I kind of consider my comps that I earn almost like a little bonus, like a side bonus, but I certainly don't count it towards winnings or anything like that. So anyways, yeah, that's it. That's the update. Like I said, a lot of life changes, but it's an opportunity to go into self-employment again. Poker will definitely be part of it. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about this plan. I know that some people are going to argue and say, well, if you have other sources of income, then you're not playing poker professionally because it's not 100% of your income. But that's true. You know, that's a fair criticism. But I'm also playing some of the lowest stakes. You know, maybe if I was playing 2-5 or 5-10, then maybe I'd be more comfortable making it my full-time job. But, you know, this is what I'm comfortable with. This is what lets me manage my own risk the best, because obviously, you know, we can all go busto and nobody wants that. But yeah, but this is my plan for the rest of 2024, and I look forward to sharing it with all of you. I'll see you next time. Hey, let's keep the conversation going. You can reach me on all socials at LB Poker Coach, all one word, on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.